You're listening to It's Casual with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
What was you, three?
Four.
Four?
Four.
I can't hear you now then? Chat now.
Zaga's out.
No, you're four, bro.
You said four, yeah. You said four.
It was like it came.
There you go.
All right, this is everybody. This is everybody. Nice. Everybody, welcome to this casual show. Those casual Reds show. This is Casey coming in from LA. Got Cheese next to me. Let's bring in all the guys. First of all, let me give it all to my sponsors. I got to do a better job of this. We're sponsored by Bullard and Manoukian LLP, one of the finest law firms in the state of California. I recommend them highly. I've sent family and friends to them. They've done a great job. This week, they've got a settlement for someone for $200,000. That's not bad. But then they got one next to it. It's for $900,000. That's two settlements they did this week. So they've done over $1 million in two days in settlements. Bullard and Manoukian, one of the finest law firms that specializes in PI, wrongful death, suing people for slip and falling, Nordstrom's on some like if you slip on some shampoo,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sue them. Mm-hmm.
In the grocery
if you
aisle.
Run for the grass at the park and the sprinkler's up, sue they Rascal. Sue them. Bullard Manoukian in Sherman Oaks, California at Road rage. Sue their bomba clock.
I've seen so many cases on the way over here.
747-444-4444. All right, Sam, bring in the guys. Joining me in the studio, as always, is to my left is my man Cheese. What going on, Cheesy?
Salutes. Still on the high from the Liverpool win.
Really?
Really? So, let me tell you how my life changed.
Oh, wow. This is life-changing combats now.
We beat Liverpool, and your man, we beat Liverpool how many of us Sundays ago, and your man has worked out four times since then. Four times.
You've been inspired to work out because we beat the Scousers?
That's what I'm saying. That's how life-changing it was. That's how good I feel.
Big up to winning, then. We need to win the
cup. Big up Erik ten Hag and Manchester United.
Wow.
Big up.
Man is trim, looking sharp. Denim gang today.
Yeah.
Denim gang.
Gang.
Across from me is my boy Jeremy Sanchez, a.k.a. Germ.
What's up, everyone? I don't know if that win was life-changing for me, but
yeah.
Best believe it's good vibes all around, smiles all around, getting ready for the next game.
We're going to get into all that. And representing those Atlanta Reds is my man Mikey in the state of Georgia. ATL up. A's up.
Yes, sir. Shout out to all the grown men that don't have GoFundMe. And the Lakers are ninth as we speak right now.
We can't entertain his fuckery because he likes that. So when you ignore him, it goes away. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm going to try not to react. I'm going to try not to
South
react.
South got something to say.
Also representing the LA Reds, ACJ, my brother, Patch, internationally known, foreign and domestic. A YouTube sensation, movie star, producer, and he has great clobber. Patch, what's going on, my brother? How you feeling?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
You know, everybody's blessed. Everybody's still on a high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good, but we're back to business. We got a game this week, which is a late game for us. Mikey brought it to my attention. Patch, we're going to be up at 1 p.m. at the pub.
Crazy.
It's going to be packed up.
I hate it. I love. I think for me, 7 a.m. is the perfect
time. Because parking will be straight.
Family's still asleep.
Parking straight, and it's also there's something about being at the pub in the morning as opposed to the afternoon. The afternoon is just basic, but also traffic getting home is gonna be a pain.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to battle with parking. Not your average. Everyday fan, because you know some of us be there 4, some of us be there 7, yeah. No matter what, yeah. And it's gonna be packed. It's gonna be packed. It's gonna be enough gal. I mean, that's not what it's all about, but it's gonna be packed. But we're all coming down off a good high. Lots to talk about. Well, it's all positive things. Mason had his debut. There's still coaching stuff going on, which is all fuckery to me. You know, we're going to go into expectations. How you guys feel going into this game against Brentford?
Yeah.
Brentford. And it's Mourinho's business, but let's get into expectations. What do y'all want to start with? Because, you know, this is not a dictatorship. Yeah. Mikey, what are you feeling? I know Mikey got something hot on his mind.
I want to talk about this fucking new media thing. Now it's Gary O'Neill is the new guy in a role, potentially a coaching setup here. They want to bring in Gary O'Neill. That's the new hot name there. Last week it was Southgate.
Ooh.
Now it's Gary O'Neill. So there we go.
From Wolves.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. From Wolves. Yeah. From Wolves. I saw that.
And Gary O'Neill is someone else too. It's on the page. It's on my page. Let me go. I'm being very professional. But yeah, it's Gary O'Neill. And what triggered me about this one, this is the first time I've heard Manchester United has asked to talk to Wolverhampton's coach about inquiring him for a coaching position. This was out by David Ornstein, I believe. So is he credible, Patch? David Ornstein? Is he someone we should listen to? So
Ornstein's solid, yeah.
This concerns me about this journalism because it's kind of vaguely saying that we actually are in the process to talk to a new coach. Up to this point, I think it's been pretty much hearsay, like, oh, this guy's a candidate, this guy's a candidate. So how do you feel about that, Germ, that this is actually a process that's starting? And Gary Ornstein?
Ornstein.
Yeah. We have to see him as credible. Me, I still think it's bullshit. I don't know how you guys feel.
Same. I think it's just some BS. It's just like, come on. We can't even catch a break. Let the coach just kind of coach the season.
Exactly.
Kind of just back off of it.
Don't rock the boat.
Exactly. Especially off of the FA Cup win, man. These players are playing for the coach. So we don't need to hear this mess right now, especially because it just brings another level of toxicity, you can say, to the club of, like, tang hang out, that type of thing. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts on that.
Pastor, do you think it's just more rhetoric? Me personally, it's putting pressure where we don't need pressure, but I kind of said this is kind of the situation for Erik ten Hag anyway. He's I hate to say that he's auditioning, Patch, but it feels like since we have new people coming in, he's kind of auditioning for his coaching position anyway. But I don't think it's deserving, especially if we have with the new structure, he deserved a good structure. I don't know. How do you think about it, Patch? Is this just bullshit, or should we even listen to it?
I hope it's bullshit. I've said from day one I'd like to see Ten Hag at least last his whole contract and then evaluate there. I mean, I've said it loads of times that this season especially, you know, the man's doing a job with one arm tied behind his back. There's a laundry list of shit that he's had to deal with aside from just being the manager, which when you're the manager of Man United, as we all know, is more than enough to keep fucking your hairs turning white and losing your hair and shit like that. So I like you said, last week it was Southgate, now it's this guy, next week it'll be a different guy,
and I'm
kind of sick of all the bullshit. Just shut up and let the man do his job. And I think, like I said, Ineos are no dummies, and the people they're bringing in are no dummies. I would think that they would take into account what he's been having to deal with this season before making their decision. I mean, if Man had a full squad and still couldn't get results with a full fit squad, then sure, ask questions. But I think the situation is set up to let him play out his 3-year contract, and then they'll judge him based on next year when he's had a proper transfer window, when he's had hopefully a lot less injuries to deal with. And
hopefully.
And a lot less crap outside of his managerial role to deal with.
Jeez. One thing Mikey has said, and when we give him props and he run with it. One thing Mikey has said is if he has his guys, we play well. And he's proven all season, like Pat says, the injury situation. The number now has been 50 guys, or 50 situations where guys have been out due to injury, sickness, or some off-field issues. 50. Some other teams who people think it's plenty. Yeah. It's like a 28. We've had 50 situations. I hate when people downgrade it. Erik ten Hag has proven his words are right. When he has guys healthy, we play better. And this weekend... this weekend is proof. Well, we'll be proof. I'm sorry. Someone just hit me. Go ahead, Cheese. Go, Cheese. I'm sorry.
part of my good mood is thanks to Erik ten Hag, right? I'm back on the Ten Hag in bandwagon. Back in. Back in. His win percentage. His win percentage overall is pretty good. Like, I don't know why. I don't even know why I've been slacking him so much. I'm just like, dude, injuries aside, if you have your squad, like, you know what you're doing. You're a good coach. Like, you should be able to figure it out. So, yeah, man. I'm down for season 3. Ten Hag.
Doesn't he have the highest win percentage of any manager for United post Sir Alex?
Yeah.
So there you go. Yep, and he's doing it with an injury exactly. list. So
yep. Fucking
break. Injury list. The players he had to have get out of here because of the drama, right?
The unnecessary drama.
I mean, we've had a fucking Swiss cheese back line more than half the season.
Mikey.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're starting missing. Evans, right?
Coming back. He's like, oh, this is it.
And to be fair, Evans has been phenomenal. Fantastic in his ways. Yeah. But, you know, he's 35. We got to get over this stopgap signings and think more towards the future. That's why Hoyland's such a great signing. Obviously, bringing Garnacho up, bringing Kobbie Mainoo up.
Amon.
Delo's going to be our right back for the next however long. Delo's been great. So we have some young players that are for the future. And then, you know, coupled with that, you also need to have players with experience, which is what Johnny Evans and Varane and Casemiro. And now we need an experienced striker to put next to Hoyland so Hoyland can learn and develop. So, they've said it's going to be, you know, even Jimmy Ratcliffe said in his interview a couple months back, it's going to be a two to three year project. So, keep Ten Hag, back him. Do all your business behind the scenes, Ineos. Get the proper footballing heads in place, which I think they'll do, which they are doing. And then, let the man work.
Well, I guess we're all pretty much agreeing that Ten Hag has really, I feel, still earned the right to be our coach. His setbacks have been ginormous, have been irregular. I don't want to get into the injury situation because I'm on some conspiracy theory shit. But I think when you think about it, the fan base as a whole, we all agree that he deserves to finish this out. It's been an unusual situation. And he's a guy who has flourished under people like a good structure. That's all he was doing at Ajax. What they're going to do at Ajax is going to be the same thing he's going to do now. And that's going to be the structure. They're going to be able to be people to help him get the guys he needs where he doesn't have to focus on all that picking and choosing and just worry about coaching. So, Boglinson, her Ten Hag should be allowed to finish this out. All these other coaches, listen, it's cool you're at Wolverhampton doing your thing. It's cool you're at, Brentford. I don't know, Brentford doing your thing. This is a different monster. This is a
different animal over here.
So Eric Ten Hag knows it. I say let him finish it out.
Let that man cook.
Now let's go into some expectations going for the rest of the season. We have a lot of good things going for us right now, Mikey. Well, potentially going. We are probably going to be the healthiest we've been all year. We're going to have Licha back. We're going to have Mount available. We will have, I think, Ahmad has showed us that he doesn't turn over the ball, that he can play defensive, that he can take the big moments. So I think he's another player that deserves more run.
Forward. He goes forward.
Yeah, he's like Kobe. He doesn't turn the ball over. Kobbie Mainoo is getting better. We'll have Varane healthy, Harry we don't know about really, but we have Rasmus healthy. But my point is, guys, should we have high expectations, especially off what we just saw, Mikey, against Liverpool?
You know me, man. I still think these guys are not good enough for this team. I still think a lot of them suck and need to get out this team.
But the guys that you think are sucky, I don't think they're going to be able to. As a matter of fact, we'll have different options. We had to rely on some guys. Don't you think we should expect a little bit more bounce from them right now?
I mean, I should expect that these professionals can go out and be professionals all the time. But every time that I expect that, I get let down. So I'm not going to let the Liverpool game cloud my judgment and not act as if Liverpool didn't take their chances while they had them. I mean, they had a 5-on-2 break and couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. They were up 2-3 times in that game and couldn't finish it. So as much as we won that game, Liverpool lost that game because they were.
I think we ran them down to the ground. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lay diss my team like that. I think we ran them into the ground. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you diss our team like that. Okay.
Well, clearly they had enough chances to win the game and they didn't win it. We took our chances and that's fine, but this team is not good enough. I'm not going to let Liverpool, our performance with Liverpool. Plus, we had to go really unorthodox to beat them. We didn't beat them in a style that we can sustain for the rest of the season. I just feel like, I'm hoping that we can show some fight. You never know what team's going to show up, and I just hope that we can get the victory, but these guys still aren't good enough. And if I start changing it now and getting excited because of one win in a semi-cup or what is it, the quarterfinal or whatever the case is, all beside myself then, you know, I'm not being realistic here.
Hey, you know what? I hear what he's saying. We don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but we do want to back the club, back the team. We're positive, looking for a win on the weekend, right? We're not going to play the same way we just play at the FA Cup because we can't do that. It's not the way that Ten Hag wants to play either, the way he just went all out right at the last, 10, 20 minutes.
But Mikey's saying some guys are shit.
Yeah.
But we had to depend on some guys. We had to. I'm not saying Evans is shit, but he's not the best athlete out there. Right. Putting Victor Lindelof at a fullback is not ideal.
Word.
Using Amrabat in a fullback is not ideal.
You're just excited, man. You're just excited.
No, but Lynch is back.
We beat Liverpool, so
No. We have
that's what's happening.
Patch, you see how he just likes to just throw water on the flame? You see how it is?
That's what's happening.
No, it's not, Patch. Don't you think we should perform better with Lynch back, with not depending on Amrabat? We have two fullbacks now, even though we're going to talk about that. The depth of fullback is still crazy. Because we have Wan-Bissaka. We have
Dolo.
Shit, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no depth right there. So what's your take on Patch?
What do you think, Patch? Am I wrong for being giddy and feeling that we might look better, that Lynch is on the defense, that we're going to be a little bit more G'd up, we're going to have a little bit more passion, that Rasmus is back, he's getting better, that Kobe's going to be playing more now, solidified his spot. Casemiro is still – Mason Mount could probably come in. Am I wrong for feeling that we should – no. We should look better. I'm going to say we should look better, Patch. Am I wrong? Am I tripping?
No, I mean, on paper, we should look better.
He's killing me too.
But, you know, like Mikey said, how many times have I picked you up for matches this season, Casey? And you're like, all right, Patch, what are we going to see today?
Yeah, every so, time. Like,
I feel like that feeling still hasn't gone away from me yet.
Yeah.
I think I definitely agree with Mikey that there's still players at this club that aren't good enough. But I will say that, you know, at least for this Liverpool game, I think not the skill set, but the reliability of Diallo was in question. But when the time came, he stepped up. So, you know, there's players at this club that aren't good enough, but when given an opportunity, can step up and fill the space. But you can't beat having somebody like the Butcher in the back. You know what I mean? So we should.
Are we asking a lot of him coming off of injury? Am I being too?
I mean, we're not asking a lot of him. And because you know that he's asking a lot of himself. And, you know, this is a guy that clearly has very high standards and gets stuck in and puts a shift in every game. And if he's fit, then he will give us everything. And I think him and Varane partnership last season was brilliant. Granted, we had Luke Shaw as well, but if we had Wan-Bissaka and Delo and the Butcher and Varane in the back, I would feel pretty good about that. And then obviously Kobbie Mainoo being the revelation that he's been this season next to Casemiro. Then you have Bruno, Garnacho.
Rested Bruno.
Hoyland, and I mean,
arrested.
I still haven't completely lost faith in Antony.
Oh, wow. He's coming through. That's right.
You know what? He might be a fullback option.
One goal will do.
He might be a fullback option.
I mean, look, I'm a little longer to give up on somebody. You know, I feel like I more often than not will give someone the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, Anthony's not been very good this season.
He's had a rough season though. He's got a case he had to beat.
You know, but you know, he won a cup as a starter for Ten Hag last season, and he got into a final as a starter with Ten Hag last season. So I want to believe, not just because of the price tag, but that there's a player in there because he's clearly very passionate and loves the club and wants to be there. And so, you know, you got to figure and sort of also hope that he will do his best to try to develop and get better. So, and he's still young. He's 22. So,
is he? Is that though?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I hear everybody. Am I tripping? No. For thinking we're going to win 3-1?
What? I mean, I feel like you always think we're going to win
3-1. And 3-1. Like, 3-1, that's a little much to say 3-1.
Like, that's the Casey predictions. Like, 3-1.
Yeah. Yeah. 3-1.
Okay, well, you know.
Because as soon as we concede, it's like it's in play. We're going to win 3-1.
I mean, after last game, I felt that I think Ten Hag always learns something and brings something new. I think he understands that if he substitutes guys and keeps them fresh, involved, you'll have a better energized squad. You have a team of more spirit. I thought I know it was an unorthodox victory and formation we used, but I think he has to do that for this team.
I think one of the positives you can take out of that is he can rely more on Ahmad and give him more minutes now.
I like that he can rely more on Ahmad now.
For the remainder of the season, that gives him another weapon to utilize, right? If Garnacho or Rashford are not giving it up there up front, he knows he can have a player in Ahmad to step in there.
And also that's a no-brainer weapon at the end of games when your opponents are tired. Like, have Ahmad go on and torch fools. Like, nobody wants to run with him and keep up with that at the end
of
the game.
Well, the thing is, he's so good with the ball. He's so dynamic that he can go either way, and he won't lose the ball. And one thing I noticed in the last game, he actually ran back and tried to get involved defensively. Yeah.
He's the catalyst that started it. Yeah, he started those plays by interception or by going back on defense and, you know, starting the offense on transition.
To get it to Scotty Farashi's goal.
Mike, you trying to say something?
You got to take these things game by game with this.
We're not a
side that has consistently been able to do anything for about 10 years. We string together some games. We've had runs under Ali. We've had runs under Mourinho. We've had runs where we've been really good and we should win. And then we've had calamity. We've had times where we've gotten slapped 4-0 by Brentford, slapped 4-0 by Brighton, you know, lost 7-0 to Liverpool. That's still in these guys. So just because they win one game, that doesn't thank God they won it. Thank God. I am glad that they won that game. I'm happy. But just watching that game alone, we should have lost that game.
I don't know about
that
part.
We should have lost that game.
Or we could have won it at the end of regulation with Rashford.
So Liverpool had the ball for a lot of the game. They didn't kill it off. And you can't let us linger. You can't let us linger. But a good side, City is killing us there. Arsenal will kill us there.
I don't know that yet.
They will kill us there. Yes, they will. Arsenal scored 30 goals in like 7 games or some shit like that.
Gotta see it to Come believe on. It. They're Arsenal is our beating tuning. Stick.
Yeah, so we're not at that level yet.
I don't care.
But, you know, I don't want to count these guys out. And I'm taking it game by game. I'm not using this game as it is for this game. No, I'm not doing it. Because all it takes is for me to wake up one morning. Oh, Bruno's out. He hurt himself in practice.
Rashford
is sick. He has COVID.
Rested.
One thing. That's all it takes.
All right.
So game by game.
I know I'm being funny and a little jokey, but this team has not been consistent, and we know this. But we haven't had quality to be consistent. We're actually going to have
What's changed besides us being Liverpool? Barely.
Well, what's changed is we figured out that Ahmad can handle pressure situations. I'm going to throw that aside.
The way you asked this question is like we beat them 4-0.
Yeah, but we showed something. We showed fight. We showed a different team. What we saw against Liverpool, we haven't seen that all year. I know it's a prerequisite, but we got to take what we got. We got to take. I'm on this shit. What have you done for me lately? Let's talk about Mason Mount.
He's not hurt.
He's not hurt. Patch, what does he do? What can he do?
I think we've kind of yet to see. I mean, obviously there's a player there because he was player of the year for Chelsea. You know, he's playing for England. He's clearly a skillful player. I still was very surprised and not super gassed when I saw that we signed him. But
and gave him the seven.
You know, I'll give him a chance, but he hasn't really been able to play much this season. So, you know, hopefully he can, you know, get a run of games in until the end of the season, and we can maybe see what a little bit more what he's all about.
How do you feel about Mount? Cheese?
Yo, he's a bonus for me right now, because how many shows ago I was like, he's not playing for us this season. I was adamant that he's not even going to play for us this season, and he pops up in a Liverpool game.
That was a surprise, because yeah. They just dropped that on us.
He was pretty good on, like, defensive pressing and, like, breaking some plays up and, like, getting involved. So I was just like, oh, all right. So, like, I saw the sparks, and like I said, there's been no news about him getting hurt since then. So
that's a very good point. What did you say there, Patch?
I said he works. I mean, he'll put a shift.
Oh, yeah, he works.
You know what I mean? So, and, you know.
What was his price tag? Like,
$60 million.
$60 million. Yeah.
With 1 year left on his contract. So if we were ran by good people, they would wait it out.
I think this is a word we use, right? Isn't that a prerequisite, though, to work hard?
There you go.
Crazy
guys for what they're supposed to do.
It is, but, you know, then you look at this team, and then there's been how many games this season where we were like, there's no fighting these guys.
And I'm not bashing on Mason Mount, right? I'm just like,
we just don't know what he offers.
That's me too. I don't know what he on offers.
We haven't seen it.
It's like an unknown for me. I don't even feel like negative or positive towards it. It's just like, we'll wait till we see when he's out there on the pitch. What can he deliver, right?
Yeah. What I know about Mason Mount is, I don't know, Mikey, tell me if I'm wrong, is he's a guy that is good with the ball at his feet. He's more of a attacking mid. He likes to lead towards the right. He's very defensive. I just don't think he's found his way in our club. Well, he hasn't played.
Is he a set piece dude at all? Penalties, anything?
Set piece, I think. Yeah.
Set piece.
He used to take set pieces for Chelsea.
I think the idea of signing him was obviously to either fill Eriksen's shoes when he left, because Mason Mount could be a playmaker, not quite like Eriksen. I mean, he doesn't have the vision like Eriksen does.
I can see him as an eight.
He can be a playmaker, and I think it was either Eriksen or Bruno he was supposed to. But you know, you're not starting over Bruno,
right?
So, or Kobe. You know,
now,
yeah. So I mean, I think perhaps you know, we'll see what happens with Casemiro, if he'll even be around next season. We know that he doesn't have the legs to be the midfielder like Scotty can, because Scotty is box to box. Casemiro ain't quite like that. But
that's the most positive thing I've ever heard about Scotty this year.
I think Mason Mount will be more of a box to box. So when Casemiro can't play as many games in a season, I mean, we've already seen him spend a whole chunk of this season on the sidelines due to injury or sickness or something. So
red card.
You know, I think a red card. I think a Cobby, Mason Mount, Bruno Fernandez midfield might be
something for here. It's what we have.
Mikey.
That doesn't sound very positive.
Do you feel that the addition of Mount can make us better, that the attributes that he brings could make our midfield a little bit more dynamic? First of all, Erik ten Hag has to want to substitute people, and he hasn't been good at that this year. Bruno needs to get substituted sometimes. Do you think Mount can fill that Bruno position?
I don't think he can. Sure he can. I mean, Bruno's not some world beater to me that nobody could take his place. Sure, if we get the Mount of 3 years ago, then sure. But, I mean, I don't know what Mason Mount can do in this team. I don't know where he's going to play or if he's going to play. I'm anxious to see.
How long is his contract? Does anybody know? Sorry,
I said it on United View in New York. I said, is he good? I don't know, because his last season wasn't good with Chelsea. He was their player of the year 2 years in a row before that. And, you know, they were mad that we lost him, but only because of how it happened, not because of him and how he plays. So I'm not trying to be a pessimist today, but these questions I feel like are a lot of like,
I know.
Oh, what do you think for the future? And it's like, I just got to see, man. I got to see. I would love for him to step on the pitch.
So basically nobody has expectations.
Make it his own. Make the 10 or whatever position he plays in his own. But Bruno's not going for that. He's not going for that. And another jammy assist, another jammy goal from Bruno, and he's not coming off the pitch. It's not happening.
I just feel that, you know, with a team that's deprived of quality, maturity, I know maybe Mal can fill some positions. I really think Erik ten Hag needs to be more creative with his lineups. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think he needs to do more. Don't play Casemiro,
though. He has no depth.
Yeah.
He has nobody. So what's the creativity?
But he's about to have depth
like
now.
He can reach on the bench and get Jack Grealish, or reach on the bench and get Riyad Mahrez, or reach on the bench and get Nathan Ake. He has nobody. He has to look at kids when it's time. Cam Walla, Mainu was one of them. Garnacho was one of them at one time. He has to look and ask guys that are 18, 19, 20, and 21 years old to come in and do a job against grown men with 70, 80 minutes. What's there to be creative about when there's no one? You can't. Amrabat sucks. Malacia is dealing with mental health issues and injury, so you can't look at him. It's like you can't. What can you do? Yeah. It's not his fault.
Malacia
is about to promote that 16-year-old Harry Amas from the youth squad.
Yeah, 16 is asking a lot.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, he's been having to manage with these type of adversities, right? Having so many injured players, not enough quality players, having to call up the youth, right, to rely on them. So that's been our issue
for a long time, though, is we haven't had depth.
This week we're going to have depth.
I wouldn't say depth.
Slight.
Okay.
That's like slight depth.
Do we have Mount?
Yeah.
Do we have Eriksen?
Yeah.
Okay, do we have...
naming?
Yeah, that's...
But it's better than Amrabat and using Victor Lindelof.
You're naming a guy with half a heart.
That's mean. Okay, we're going to have to bleep that. That's vicious.
What's up with the Newcastle cat? What, Dan Ashworth? The homie that we're supposed to get from Newcastle who's on, like...
Gardening leave, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, what's going on? How long?
Oh, so we're switching to EDL's business.
No. Because you just asked. No one has expectations.
Yeah, let him land.
My expectations is really on them.
Oh, the new regime?
Yep.
But they're not all in place yet.
Exactly. So how long to tie up the homie?
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to finish this season in top five and to get an FA Cup victory.
Good luck figuring that
you
out.
You guys are fucking negative.
Casey came in here with so much positivity.
I came in here pumped like,
he feels like everyone's doom and gloom.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, a couple shows back, we're like, Europe, we don't need Europe. Let's go a full season and like literally rebuild and get healthy.
This is a Manchester United support channel. I forgot to remind you guys about this. No negative vibes. Listen, I understand what you guys are saying, but you guys don't think you'll have better options this week versus looking at Amrabat?
He'll have more than he has.
What is the better option?
Better, I think better is the word that's used kind of loosely there, Casey. It's not that he has better. He maybe has a little bit more options to go with.
The same options he's had all year.
What do you mean? We haven't seen Mount play all year. Licha hasn't played all year.
I mean, the only difference is we got Mason Mount and we got Martinez back.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
And I think
AWB's back.
Well, Mbisaka.
What was that patch?
Go ahead, Patch.
Wow. Are we still not the most conceded against club in the league outside of Sheffield United?
We got the
second
best goalie in the Premier League right now.
Yeah, but I don't. You're very excited after this Liverpool thing, so nobody can tell you anything.
It was like my birthday. I celebrated like it was my birthday all week.
It really tainted your opinion here.
So
one win, but that's what winning does. That's because we don't win.
This man worked out. He got his shape. It's tainted me. He's going to the gym now, and it's tainted me.
It's tainted his habits, in your opinion.
All right, Pat, you see what I deal with?
Him for the positive, and you are just being deluded now.
All right, I'll be deluded. But when we clot these dudes this week, don't chat to nobody. Talk to me.
But that's the thing. Nobody's saying we can't beat Brentford.
No,
nobody's saying
that. I don't feel that vibe.
We could beat Brentford, but we don't know what team's going to show up. Is it going to be Liverpool? Or is it going to be Liverpool 4-3 or Liverpool 7-0? Who knows?
I'm going to keep it a buck. I just feel you have better people to put in positions. I don't think he needs to see guys play 90 minutes all the time. That's all I'm saying. I got to look.
I agree.
I got to look.
Yeah, I think sometimes he lags on his substitutions, and he'll make a sub at like the 80th minute. And I was like, you should have been doing this at the 65th minute.
Exactly.
But also, Ollie did that too. But again, you know, I think perhaps it's trying to squeeze as much juice out of the players on the pitch before he has to yank them, just because he doesn't think that the ones he has on the bench are going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And also, like, a lot of this demand management aspect of it, like, a lot of these guys, he's definitely seeing something completely different than what we're seeing, right? We're thousands of miles away. He's there, and he's seeing something, and he's like, okay, so we have this opening here that I don't think these players on the bench could do. I just need them to do this, and it's not happening. So, yeah, we wanted it in the 60th, 65th, but we're also not playing FIFA. This man's playing the game for real. He's seeing it, and he knows what these guys can do. So I'm trusting that, like, against Liverpool, he made the right decision there, and it worked out. But how many times have we seen it not work out? Sometimes not even his fault. Sometimes it's something jammy will happen, and it'll go in. It'll go off Onana, it'll go off a defender or something like that. Not all of it is, like, tactically divine right. He needs to do this, and he needs to do that, because that will work. There's no handbook for this shit.
Oh, there's a beautiful comment. Somebody want to read that comment, please? And I've heard that word jammy a lot this week.
You want to read that?
Girlish, Ake, and Mahrez are shite. I'd rather have Bowen, Neto, Olise, March, Gross, Kudos, any of those over those City cunts.
That's from AKA Fish.
Matthew Fisher?
Those three shit players have won a treble, so.
Yeah. That's a little bit of hate right there. That's not...
Patch, I don't like Olise.
Except for Mahrez. Was Mahrez a part of that team?
No, he wasn't.
He was already gone?
Okay. Was he there for the treble? Oh, yeah. No, this is his first year in Dubai, right? Or,
yeah, I thought it was his first year.
No, he was there.
For the treble, I don't think.
He wasn't there for the treble, so he wasn't there last year?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, he says no. He got fucked off.
Mm.
Okay,
but even so, he's won the Premier League a few times already. So it's...
This list here. He said he'd rather have
Foden and Grealish on the wings for them last season.
He said he'd rather have Bowen, Neto, Elise. Who's March?
Yeah, Sully March.
Okay, right. March. Gross. Kudus. We ain't gonna get. We should have been got Kudus. I don't know. Why we didn't get him over Anthony? Yeah. I think a guy at AX was like, no, take Anthony.
I think Kudus is a midfielder, though. Anthony's a winger.
He plays on the wing, though, sometimes.
Mahrez won the treble with them. I just checked.
He did. Bang.
Oh, he did.
So he's more of a midfielder, Kudus. I see him on the wing for West Ham.
I think he's a midfielder, but he'll drift.
Well, shit, we need that
he
drift.
Play either. He can play on the wing. Or he can play on the wing in like a 4-3-3. Or he could play more right attacking.
I want to say. I like Bowen.
I like him too.
Now,
I think he's good.
Quick question. Go ahead, Patch.
No, I think we're going for Elise in the summer. That wouldn't be a bad
Is that a priority, though?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
A right winger? And it's going to cost us some cheddar?
A right winger? Well, yeah, he'll cost us some cheddar because of the United tax and the fact that they probably know we want him. But I think, you know, who do you have on the left? You have Rashford and Garnacho. Who do you have on the right? You have Diallo and you have Antony. So, you know, the right is not that reliable at the moment.
Would you say Garnacho's on the right?
I think he's our best right.
Garnacho. I mean, I think Garnacho's better on the right, but I mean, I think our priority this summer is going to be a center back, a midfielder, and a striker for Hoyland.
Definitely a striker too.
And then I don't know. I mean, if we get a nice little transfer kitty, like I'm hearing from Uncle Jimmy.
What have you heard?
That we'll get a nice little transfer kitty because he's going to splash some cash in. And
I'm thinking it's going to be $400 million.
Yeah, 400 million is sweet.
About 400, yeah.
I thought at least
we spent $400 million last season. So,
in the market in the last
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying I'm with you. I heard around 400, but we might get a little more
sweet.
Now that we're out of financial fair play, and that if Jim is going to inject a little bit of extra cash, then we might get a little more than that.
400 to work,
Jim.
But you got to understand, some players ain't leaving.
And we going after Olise, who's injury prone.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like it.
Is that what we're saying?
He's had a lot of hamstring injuries, and believe me, hamstring injuries don't go away.
And it's a long recovery time for hamstring injuries.
Is he hurt now? Currently,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's a priority. I think we should really
center back, mid, striker.
We need to hold the mid because
go through the middle, center back, midfielder, striker.
Spine. We definitely need some another spine.
Striker. Mm-hmm. God, we need another striker bad.
Mm-hmm. I think a striker should be the priority personally, and then get a midfielder, and then I mean we might need a left back too because who knows?
Oh, left back for sure.
Oh shit, left back.
Yeah, left back as well. Sure. That's another area that should be our priority too.
There's a kid. His name is Jaden Philogene, and he plays, I think it's under 23 or under 21, England, and he plays for Hull City. That kid is amazing.
Oh, that's who
we need to go. We need to go get him early. If you get a chance, watch Jaden Philogene play. He is.
I'll look that up.
It's a championship.
England International. He's a baller. He's like a younger Olise. He can do it all. He's very direct, keep the ball in tight spaces, has pace. He should be playing up top. He should be playing for England now, like right now.
You said he's a left back at Hull City?
He's a winger.
Okay.
At Hull City, yeah.
On the left or the right, or can he do both?
I think he's don't quote me, I think he's a right winger. I've seen him play on both sides. I watch Hull a little bit, only because a YouTuber that I like is a Hull City fan, so I tapped in. They've talked about that guy for at least 2 or 3 years now, and that's who we need to get younger guys, right, that have proven themselves at a championship level, right, and that are waiting to burst onto the scene, playing internationally, and just start honing those guys in for some time and game time, right? Because Ahmad came from Atalanta, right? And then he tore it up in the championship.
Sunderland.
Made his bones in the Black championship. Cats. And he scored in the Champions League before we sent him on loan. So, you know, I think there's some guys down there in that division that we can benefit from for low wages. And we can get
bargain.
And we instead of just looking for the next, who's the next Mbappe? Who's the next this person, that person? It's like there's some guys there that can ball that just need the Ten Hag, you know, progression like how these other young guys have gotten.
I like that you said that too, Mikey, because there was an interview with Ratcliffe and he was like, "I'm not interested in signing Mbappe. I want to sign the next Mbappe. I want to find somebody that's on the way up, not somebody that's already there." So I think perhaps I mean, we might be looking at that guy. That, I mean, he sounds good. So, you know, I don't know. We're all in the dark. It's just going to be interesting to see what for now, until shit is ironed out with the proper heads at the top of the club making the football decisions, you know, I want to just reserve my excitement because it's all speculation as far as I'm concerned until we enter the transfer window. And, you know, it's going to be very telling. You know, we'd like to think in the first couple of weeks we'll make a signing. So Ten Hag will have some time to actually work with them before we go into the season.
And we got to sign fast. We got to go in and get guys and get them in deals quick.
Exactly.
And get guys out. Yeah.
Quick question.
Get guys out.
You guys got to
out. Don't forget, we're going to get some money for Greenwood. Isn't it? Maybe like 40 wait, plus for Greenwood.
Quick question. You guys segued into it. Is there a concern that we haven't got Dad Ashworth in yet?
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Because they're talking about he might not get here till summer. That means we're going to be behind the game.
Look at it this way. We got Barada in. Nobody knew a fucking thing about it till it was done. So I'm sure they are diligently working behind the scenes. But like I said, it could be like with Omar Barada's situation. We didn't know about it till it was done. So we may not know anything else about these deals with these people.
Yeah, but we know about Ashworth. We know he's on guarding leave. Guarding leave. So, and we know Newcastle's being some punks about it. Do you guys have concern that they're going to sabotage us? Because they're actually, what, 20? People say it's realistically going to end up being about between 12 and 15. Should we get this done first now?
I think so.
Mikey, how you feel?
I feel like that should be your business.
Yeah, right, sure, now. Why not?
I mean, but you guys are talking about we need to do signings quick.
Yeah, but the transfer window isn't open right now.
Yeah, but it's going to open in the summer.
Okay.
I don't want him to come in summer.
I'm saying get him now. Like,
is it this summer where the window opens in June, or is it still July?
I'm not sure.
I think it might be this summer where the transfer window is going to be longer.
Oh, really?
Instead of just being like a 2 month thing, it might be from June till August.
But you know,
I think
if Bertal can get it done in the last 2 weeks of a window, these guys will be fine.
So it says the window is from June 14th to September 1st.
Okay. Yeah, so that's about 3 weeks longer than normal. So I think that, you know, I mean, I don't care if we get him in and done and dusted June 1st, unless they're like, fuck this, it's too much of a headache, let's go for the next guy. They could be doing that.
Oh no, they
too.
Can't do that now. I mean,
we're all in the dark. We're all playing the guessing game.
Who is the next guy? Is there a next
Although
guy?
He's on garden leave, there's no way.
I think garden leave, like we've already committed to him.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, isn't there any way they just like shoot him some names and say like, hey, what's your take on this or consulting?
I'm sure they're readying him up now, and he's already thinking about who he wants to bring in, sitting there in his garden.
That's what
writing
I'm
down guys, watching YouTube skills and tutorials.
Exactly. So they're already getting his take on what type of players to get, what type of profile. And I'm with you guys, right? Exactly. I want to get those guys that are really not very known so you can build this squad up with these young guys.
You know how we signed Cristiano is when United was playing a friendly against Sporting. And before the end of that game, we had Ronaldo all but done and dusted. So, it'd be great if we could get back to that strategy. Because obviously when players like Cristiano or players that are very, very skilled and not very known start to get known, then Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, Juventus, Real Madrid, all those guys are going to be after him. And, you know, there's a couple of those clubs that are more appealing projects right now. So we will be third or fourth tier, maybe even fifth or sixth tier to these other clubs, because they are like, well, I don't want to walk into a shitstorm full of uncertainty and all this kind of stuff. So
with no Champions League.
With no Champions League and probably no Europa League either. But I don't know. I mean, it's also appealing to a player, I would think, to walk into a club with a history like Manchester United, knowing, hey, these guys are starting to do shit right. They've got proper people in place, and you know, you got a credible CEO, you got a director of football, you got an owner who loves the club. You know, it's definitely more appealing now with these guys coming in. So you got to figure that would be, you know, add to the allure of coming to play for United.
All right, well, we've hit the final minute. Mikey, any closing words?
I just want to say Real quick, something that kind of bothered me this week was Vinny Jr. Everything that's going on with him. I hope that he can, you know, really get past this little time. It's been pretty rough. Yeah, fuck those guys out there in Spain that want to give him a hard time. And, bro, come to United, bro. Come on. We love
that'd
to
be
have
sweet.
Not German, 400 million, though.
German.
Hey, if Madrid signs Mbappe, that could be in the cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Germany, last words.
Let's steady the ship and let's look for a good result this weekend.
Cheese.
Let me see some heart and attitude. You know how we start games right? So it's like, let me see us going after it from that first whistle. Like, first whistle. Let me see the man them together. Like, focused, dialed in, and, like, going after it.
That's Cheese representing Denim Gang for this week. This has been another edition of Those Casual Reds. It's been another fun show. I want to thank Pash for chiming in. I really enjoyed it. Closing notes. We will win the FA Cup. Woohoo! And Greenwood or Vinny Jr.?
Vinny Jr. He didn't rape anybody.
Yeah. Greenwood is tainted. One love, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Right, this is Those guys. Casual Reds. See, enjoy this weekend. 3-1 Reds.
3-1.
You're listening to It's Casual with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.